This decision reflects the deteriorating situation in Venezuela. On Monday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo described the situation.
Over the past few days, Venezuelans have been thrown literally into darkness thanks to a massive electrical blackout. Patients awaiting treatment in hospitals are dying. Food is rotting. Telecommunications networks are entirely collapsing.
I'm John Clemens.
During a House hearing on Tuesday, Wells Fargo CEO Tim Sloan says customers can trust the banking giant. Wells Fargo is still trying to recover from a series of scandals in 2016 involving phantom bank accounts and unnecessary fees. Sloan was not the CEO at the time, and he says he's implemented a number of reforms at Wells Fargo. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The DNC recently announced they would be holding their convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Now, is that a good idea or not, as Wisconsin was a battleground state in 2016 that President Trump won by just over 22,000 votes? I had a chance to sit down and chat with Victor Davis Hanson. Now, he's the author of a new book titled The Case for Trump. He's not sure if it's such a wise idea for the Democrats to head to Wisconsin.
I don't know if that's so wise by Mr. Perez, because what he's basically saying is I'm going to ostensibly go into the swing state country that will decide the 2020 election, and I'm going to showcase the Democratic Party. But that can be a double-edged sword. Right in the middle of Wisconsin, for four or five nights, people in that state and nearby Michigan and not that far away Ohio are going to see firsthand people get up on that stage and say, we have to have abortion all the way to infanticide. And they're going to say, we need reparations. They're going to say, we need to get rid of ICE. We need to cancel debt. We need Medicare for everybody. And they will say that. I'm not saying they're going to endorse everyone as a plank, but there's going to be. And then when somebody has a resolution about anti-Semitism or protection for Jewish interests or, you know, support for Israel, they'll do it. They'll boo. We know they'll boo. Because that's what the party is, and that's going to be broadcast right in the middle of purple state America. So it might have been wiser to go somewhere else.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business here on the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Program. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon, and I'm so glad you're listening to this program. And in fact, I hope you'll listen to it again, because I think you're going to learn some fascinating information about what the other mentalist does, whose name is Thomas Kennedy, and he's here today. So, Thomas, welcome to Teachable Moments in Business.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's wonderful that you're here, and I can't hear your voice in my earphone. Talk closer.
I can't hear my voice in the...
You can't either. Okay. I'm going to see what we can do to get you...
Testing.
That's much better.
All right.
But then you're not going to be... are you going to be on there? Oh, that's... we'll have to figure something out. Can you see yourself over there?
Yes, I can.
It could be that the speaker... Well, I don't know. It's not working. Okay, well, let's use that one for
sure.
Right now, and we'll have to adjust it. So I want to thank you for coming to the program today to be interviewed. I'm so anxious to hear more about your business. Tom and I met at Raritan Valley Community College when he attended a program. You know, if you want to take that, maybe you could take that off and just hold on to it.
Here, why don't you turn my volume down so I don't disrupt the...
Okay. There we go. Yeah, then you can sit and relax a little bit more. I'm sorry that this doesn't work. We're falling apart here, I think. He attended my class on trade show marketing at Raritan Valley Community College, And that program has been a very popular. In fact, I teach that program here at the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. I teach it usually twice before the annual Business Expo, which will be held, I believe it's the second, I want to say it's the second Thursday of November, but you'll be able to check your schedule as time goes on because it's a wonderful event. So you attended my trade show class. I don't know how many people were there, but I know we were fascinated by you.
there are at least a dozen people there, and can I just add a high recommendation for anyone who's thinking about exhibiting at trade shows or even just the Hunterdon Expo. It was a really valuable experience, and I had actually reached out to you because I had taken what I used in your class, some really valuable pieces of information and tips and the rule of 50 and all that, really,
right.
You know, some really specific things, and I kind of parlayed that into selling myself as an entertainer, as an infotainer,
yeah.
So someone who's able to do an entertaining presentation while also delivering, you know, important branding information. I was able to take that information and really help sell myself to a company that was exhibiting at a very large trade show in Orlando. And so I got a free vacation for my family and I.
That is awesome.
Yeah, down to took both my kids to Disney World and was right around the trade show.
Well, I've done that because I've been going to trade shows at the Orlando Convention Center mm-hmm. for decades, I think, at this point. And when my kids were real little, we used to take them down there and then be able to have a business trip and you could write it off.
It was very for anyone from the from the IRS listening, I did not write off that trip.
Okay. 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 Not that part.
That
of
portion.
It anyway. I hear you. So you promote yourselves as the other mentalist,
mm-hmm.
and how did you? I understand that you are a mentalist, how did you decide to refer to yourself in that way?
It was a little bit of a branding exercise for me. I think when you see the icon, you know, it looks like the mentalist, like maybe like the TV show, the mentalist. You see the logo there. But what I want to do is convey that if you come see my show, you're seeing something different. You're seeing something other. You're seeing something special. So I have like a little carrot, like a little editing mark.
Right, right.
And the other is kind of done in different font, like graffitied in. And so the idea is that you're not getting like a like if you're at a computer right now, you're watching this on Facebook Live, you can go ahead, open up a new tab so you don't disrupt the audio and video from here. And type in the word mentalist and hit an image search. The images that are going to pop up, are, you know, it's 800 different people, but they all have the exact same look.
Yeah.
And it's their hand to their temple, and it looks like they have a migraine headache. Like, if you just photoshopped in, like, a little ball of Tylenol, you couldn't tell the difference between a mentalist and, like, a migraine medication advertisement. And so I wanted to convey that it's something entirely different. It's incredibly lighthearted and fun, and so part of branding myself the other mentalist was getting at that.
Yeah.
Was getting at that. Though people have been recommending to me that I just focus on my name and mentalist rather than
it's
trying to be.
That I've had, you know, friends and family and clients that
we seem to have
really
have a competition
in my work.
Here. I've never had that happen before.
It allowed me
to
take
goodness.
It to this level.
I have no idea how to get rid of this.
So you've been doing this all by yourself. You don't really get any help.
Oh.
You're the one that's doing it. If you're sick, you're sick. If you're not, you're not. And,
that's right.
And it's interesting that it's obviously a high end business.
I got rid of it. I assume we're still on.
And I can hear myself.
Yeah. So
I think
this technology stuff.
I can get you anytime.
I do a lot of speaking, and every time I go someplace, I'm always apprehensive, and mm-hmm. I want to make sure that the AV guy's around.
Absolutely.
Because there's always something that goes on, so I don't want to interrupt. But so you've talked about how you kind of got started with your name and your focus.
Mm-hmm.
What impresses me about what you do is that either you can be entertaining in a lot of different venues, but I think finding being a support to a vendor at a trade show, I think, is especially interesting because a lot of people, I don't know, I've seen other entertainers mm-hmm. at trade shows. I've been going to shows for 40 years.
You've probably seen the same one multiple times,
a couple
different times.
Absolutely, and some of the people that they have are really not all that interesting, actually.
which is really part of the issue. It's like the hardest part isn't doing the presentation, the presenting, the quality of the tricks. It's really about the getting the job. It's one of the most difficult arenas for, you know, entertainers to break into, because people don't really have a conception of what that could be. You know, if you're in charge of this booth, you're the trade show planner for this booth. It's and you're selling, widgets or, computer protection services, and you just go, you know what really bring in the people, bring in the customers and the leads? A magician. Very few people, that's not a leap that a lot of people come to, but when you're able to convey accurately, you know, what kind of impact and positive support role that, someone doing a really high quality presentation to stop traffic, to bring people into your booth and make sure that they hear your message. I'm like, once you can get people to understand that, that's half the battle right there.
You know, in my sales class and in my marketing classes, we often talk about the WIFM, WIFM, the station of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
What's in it for me? And so you have to convey to whoever hires, whatever vendor who has a booth that hires you.
Absolutely.
It's what's in it for them to hire you. What's in it for them to hire you. And it's your job is to not only get people in the booth, but also to convey the message of that vendor.
Yes.
To the people who are coming into the booth.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that requires a skill. Having worked for shows for many years, I've been able to engage people and even get orders from people that had no intention of stopping.
No.
and I somehow grab their attention and I engage them. But that takes a skill to do that.
Sometimes it's a smile and a question.
Yeah.
When you're starting to build, you're starting to maybe call it build your pitch, build your if you're trying to form a crowd.
Right.
But if you're going on one-off leads like that, sometimes that just the eye contact, the smile, the question, how are you finding the show?
Yeah.
Something as simple as that is enough to stop people. And, if you do that while you're springing a deck of cards or, laying $2,000 and $50 bills out on a little tarp that you lay out by the aisle to stop people, what's going on over here? It's going to be something interesting. You stop and engage people. You bring them in a little bit. Pull them in, do a little show while building in that key kind of branding. And so not just stopping people at the booth because – I mean, I'm sure you've seen things that did stop traffic in a bad way or in a way that didn't really pull them in. Some people do I've heard of companies doing they'll have dancers come out in whatever their team colors are, so a blue bodysuit. And, every 45 minutes they'll do a techno dance break for 3 minutes and people stop and they stare. From afar, because there's nothing.
That's true.
There's nothing inviting about that.
Yeah,
and then keep on walking.
They leave. Yeah. No, I was in I went to Shanghai, China, a year and a half ago to the biggest pet industry trade show I've ever gone to, and there were bands and there were people dancing, but I don't know if they were conveying the message of the exhibiting company.
Absolutely.
They're there to support.
Mm-hmm.
So so you really have to study the companies, and you have to be schooled by them as to what to say. But you also have to – what I find is that most people are not trained in selling skills.
That's right.
And that's true of people that are manning a booth. So here you're in a position where you not only have the skills that you do from your service standpoint, but also you have to take what they teach you about their company – and build it into a sales pitch in so many words.
You have keyed in on something that was really, really absolutely true. And one of the other values that I found from taking your trade show course was – so I was at a – this is a major booth at a major – I won't say any company names or anything like that, but they had a 20-foot by 80-foot booth. 1,600 square feet at the Orlando Convention Center.
Yeah.
That's not inexpensive. It was a brand-new display.
Yeah.
They went all out. It was crazy. It's a farm you've all bought food from. It's a national farm. And they do trade shows constantly. And they made so many of the mistakes that you kind of outline because they weren't trained in booth etiquette.
That's
they might
right.
be great salespeople on the road.
Yeah.
But they were not prepared to sell. They did make some errors. They grouped up. There was a lot of time on the phone.
That drives me nuts.
And there were a lot of impediments just in the way that the booth was structured. There were a lot of impediments to bringing people in. Rather than being open and welcoming, there were a lot of obstacles in the way. Before someone from the main thoroughfare could make it into the center of the booth, into where people were, they were ducking and weaving and playing slalom to get there. Wow. There were too many things in the way. And I was just like, oh, wow, they could... They need to take Vicky's course. That'd be good.
That's true. Well, it's interesting that you've learned so much through not only the class, but through the practical mm-hmm. application of all this.
I took copious notes.
Yeah, and it's you bring such a value to the clients that you serve. I'm going to take a break here for a couple minutes, and we have a couple sponsors that we're going to hear from, and then I'll be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. We're on every Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I hope you'll join us because we have great guests that come into our program. And Thomas Kennedy is certainly one of those outstanding people that has a great deal of information to share with us, and we can really learn from you. We've already learned a few things from you, too, which is good. So not only are you working in the trade show environment where you work with vendors to help attract people to their booths, but you also provide services for other organizations and social mm-hmm. groups and
that's right.
all that kind of stuff. I did see one of your demonstrations on a video on your website.
Mm-hmm.
And you just blew people away. I mean, you're amazing. So share with us some of the things you do.
Sure. Was that the House of Highlights clip?
Yeah, I think it was. Okay. Yeah. And the fellow that you were working with, he was just amazed.
Yeah. So
so was I.
Those guys. if it was the House of Highlights clip. So that's a show hosted by Omar and CJ. Omar started up the House of Highlights Instagram account. It's one of the new media accounts, right?
Okay.
12 million followers on Instagram.
Oh,
I was like, oh my goodness!
That's what I die for.
Yeah, it's one of the very widely followed account there. So I was doing it for him, and then the third guy that was in the room was one of the wide receivers from the Minnesota Vikings,
oh,
Stephon
really?
Diggs. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So the other guy in there. So that was just a media appearance. But normally, what I do in my day to day is I do stand up. Mind reading performances and strolling mentalism are the two real mainstays of what I do. So company parties all throughout December, sales meetings,
performing. Well, give us some examples of some of these things. It's just
like what I would actually come in and do.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Let's see.
do we have time? Yeah, we have time for.
Oh, absolutely. So yeah. So let's say your company has rented out a banquet hall for XYZ event. They might bring me in to perform strolling mentalism at the cocktail hour, and what that would look like was I would come in, and you know how people kind of mingle around right. and do their thing, so yeah. I would come in, introduce myself to small groups of guests, and perform really fun, interactive mind-reading demonstrations for the little groups and hit as many yeah. people as I can in that cocktail hour. So what could I do? Oh, a magician, think about it like a magician, but just for the mind. So like a magician might have you pick a card. I would have people think of a card.
Yeah.
I don't make a little coin disappear. Instead, people think about their first kiss or the name of their pet that they have.
Okay.
And we play these really fun, interactive mind reading demonstrations and mind games, and I can reveal things about them that it would be impossible for me to know. So, yeah, that's what I do. And then, there's no contacting the dead. There's no ritual goat sacrifices or anything fun like that.
Good.
Save that for my private time.
Right.
Save that for the off hours. No. yeah, it's just incredibly lighthearted, incredibly fun. And because most of the work that I do is in a corporate environment, it's squeaky clean.
Yeah.
But still, just a ton of fun. It's very improvisational. And no two shows can really even be the same. Because everything that you're working with is coming from whoever happens to be in the audience
right, exactly.
that day, so that's always fun. So that would be the strolling portion. And the stand-up portion is just structured slightly differently. People are seated. I usually try, get in your head. I like to have people set up almost like they're at a wedding. I'm getting almost theater, but like a little aisle.
Okay.
It's totally interactive. If you get a band, that's an ambience act. It just kind of adds little music to the background. This is something people are going to be engaged in. It's fully interactive. It's not embarrassing for anybody.
Yeah.
We're not revealing things that they don't want.
Okay.
To be out there in the public sphere, and you know what? Despite how many times I warn people against this, they think of things that would be inappropriate for them to be and just. I've had to go up to people and be like, why didn't you think of that? I'm like, you don't want me saying that out loud in public? What were you thinking? That's indictable, sir.
You're funny. Wow.
Yeah, so in the stand-up show, and it's very flexible. So depending on the needs of the event, I can, I've been brought in to do, 5 minutes for 1,000 people, and I've been brought in to do an hour and a half for 15 people, which can be,
That sounds challenging.
The 5 minute one for the 1,000 people was a lot more fun than the hour and a half. But so you can get an idea that there's a very good range of sizes and times, and it's very fully interactive. Like I said, people are really engaged. You don't even need to rent the full seat. You'll just need the front of the seat because everyone's is leaning forward to try to engage and be part of it. It's really a lot of fun.
That's interesting. I go to a lot of conferences at trade shows as well as events that are held by different networking groups I belong to, for example. And they've had people come in to do keynote speaking and some entertaining. And I can just see what you would do would be even more interesting, some of the ones that I've actually witnessed. But in a corporate arena, what kind of companies have brought you in, and what was their goal?
So as you can imagine, this is my busiest month of the year every year is December.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Holiday parties are an absolute given.
Okay.
That I'm brought in usually for a cocktail hour and then an after dinner in a banquet setting. Doing like a 45-minute show in between dinner and dessert. That's a very popular one. Actually part of my focus that's going to be going forward is twofold. Entree into the trade show market and then working into these larger conferences.
Yeah.
Is definitely something I've been focusing on growing my show, making it bulletproof in any kind of environment like that. And it's I'm really seeing tremendous progress and
that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would imagine, you have probably some competition, but as far as what the focus, the skill that you have developed, do you have competition as a mentalist?
Sure. Yeah.
There are people out there?
There's enough work out there for people who are willing to go get it. So I'm not too, I'm actually close friends with a lot of other people that do what I do. It's a very niche thing, as you could imagine.
Yeah.
And luckily, everyone that I know personally kind of works at it, and we're very different food groups of people.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like we're very different flavors of ice cream. You would know if you got if you hired a friend of mine, you would have a very different experience.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of what of selling myself as the other mentalist was that this is a really unique experience. Yeah. It's not a show. It's not like something you just sit back and be like, "Oh, yeah, that was fun." Okay, where's the dessert? Is the dessert coming?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I was like, oh, this is an experience that we're all sharing together.
I mean, you do have to differentiate yourself in the marketplace. We all have competition of some sort or another.
Sure.
And if you were acted like and charged the same as and did the same thing as other guys do, you would be, it'd be apples and apples. You want to really stand out from the crowd. Mm. So that differentiator that you've developed is so important.
Yeah, when I first told my brother that I had mentioned to my brother, he was very nice, very supportive, but you know, he's not familiar with any of my marketing, branding, advertising, how I interact with people in a professional environment. And I told him that I was being flown to like a different part of the country by a client to do a show for, you know. And he goes, But why don't they just use a local guy? And I was like, oh, you don't understand anything about me or what makes me appealing. It's like, I'm not a commodity, Jeff. Oops,
yeah,
sorry.
You're right. No, that's for sure.
It's gotten deeply personal.
You know, I was saying, I don't know whether you've ever thought about this, but the National Speaker Association, NSA, is one that I used to go to their meetings quite a lot. And unfortunately, because I teach at night, I haven't been able to go to their programs. But there is one chapter in New Jersey that where people who are speakers, and then they get back of the room sales. They have books that they sell after they're done speaking. But many of their members put on presentations during they always have dinner meetings. So I don't know if you've thought about it, joining that group, but that's a way to get some more exposure from people in all different business areas.
I'll definitely take a look at that. And that's, you said they meet in the evening?
They meet in the evening.
That's the only thing keeping me away from BNI is those 7 a.m. meetings.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, BNI, that's a very demanding. No, they meet once a month, and they always have meetings at nighttime, usually with the dinner. And I used to go to quite a few of them. They used to meet down at the Hilton Garden Inn in Bridgewater at one point. I don't know if they're still down there or not, but it's a great group. And the neat thing is that there are people come from all different corporate backgrounds, and they're there to learn techniques in speaking, whether they're giving presentations on behalf of their companies or within their companies, or maybe doing training programs. But it's a very diverse group.
I'll have to check
that
out.
That's something that you might consider looking into. So, this way you have a chance to meet other people who are speaking, and you find out what makes them tick and how they get their jobs too. But if you're doing work in the trade show and the convention arena, I would think that you can connect with. First of all, every type of business has a trade association. And and then of course all the many trade associations will put on the exhibits like the Orlando. Even actually, if you connect it just with whoever's in charge of booking people in Orlando, you probably could
have enough work for life.
Yeah, I think you could, because they do. I know one year I was down at the show in Orlando, and there was a an airplane show. Apparently, they brought some airplanes into those conventions. They have big centers in there. It's a huge. And they actually brought some airplanes into some of the buildings for a trade event. But I usually try to recommend to my clients that they choose 3 or 4 categories of business opportunities that they want to get into, and you begin to track the organizations that are in those categories, and a message that you give to people in a certain category would apply to anybody who's any company that's in that category. In other words, you can leverage. The word leverage in marketing is very important. So you leverage all your contacts, your marketing materials, and really you get a lot of mileage out of it instead of trying to reinvent the wheel. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but some people get too scattered.
Right, right. And spread yourself too thin.
They don't focus on where they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people, let's bring it in. Just choose no more than three or four categories to go after. But you're, you know, speaking and doing trade shows could be one of your categories. So
right.
You want to find those companies that do shows. But also the corporations, a lot mm-hmm. of them do hire people, speakers for their programs, whether they're in-house or at certain business events. Or they may have entertainment where they bring customers in for an event.
Mm-hmm.
So that's there's a lot of reasons why they should look to you, that's for sure. I'm going to break for a couple of our messages from sponsors and come back to us. But I do want to say that I was supposed to talk about the weather. It's mild today. It's in the middle 40s. Yesterday was a little bit warmer. Not much. It was pretty good. Tomorrow's going to be warm. And hopefully we're getting out of all of that that snow that we've had and that cold weather. I'm going to run a couple of messages from our sponsors, and I'll be back.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Finally, something that President Trump and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi can agree to. That's impeaching the president. Pelosi said on Capitol Hill that she believes impeachment is divisive and that Congress should not go down that path. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Fox News giving Pelosi some credit.
The president's done an incredible job in his first 2 years in office. The country is better than it's been in decades, and we're actually making progress on a number of fronts. I think it's time for other Democrats in Nancy Pelosi's party to get on board, start doing what they were elected to do.
The Department of Justice is charging more than 40 people in a nationwide college admissions cheating scandal that involves paying up to $6 million for folks to place their children into elite universities. A few of the schools involved in the scandal include Texas, USC, and Georgetown. And regarding the bribes, we're hearing some parents paid $500,000. This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. And I want to thank you for listening to this program. It is being archived both on the Chamber Radio Chamber website here in Flemington, New Jersey. And also you can click on the link for this on live Facebook and send it to your friends. That's, I think they're going to enjoy hearing from Tom Kennedy, who's my guest today, who's the other mentalist. And I was asking him during the break what some of the people that he's interacted with in these different exercises, what they've said to you, and also to explain some of the exercises that you go through with people. I'd love to hear more about that.
Oh, a little bit more about like. when I actually do like the
what
mind reading and stuff
do.
Like that.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
So people have, there's a lot of varied reactions. Some of it's cultural, you know. Honestly, one of my favorite reactions is because in a crowd, so I perform for a lot of tech companies. I don't know what it is. Maybe they're just their sales team has a little bit more money to throw around for the for their events. But I end up working with a lot of tech companies, and one of the really fun things is you can clearly identify what each person's role is in the company without knowing anything about them, just by seeing how they react to what I do. Okay. So something amazing will happen. The people who work in HR, they'll love it. They go, "Oh my God, they're effusive," and you can just feel, you know, because they're very caring people. But you can spot who the people are that are the, like the engineers,
because
they're sitting there like this, just scratching their chin, a little hunched over. They'll peek over. They'll whisper something to the person next to them. Say, "How do you think he did it like this? Do you think he did it like this? Is that how he did? Is that how he did? Okay, wait, he's doing another thing." And he'll, you know, they're very, they will scrutinize every single thing you do. And the engineers are great because if there's something they truly, truly didn't understand, which happens all the time, actually just happened to me on Saturday.
Really?
Guy come up to me after the show, says, "So the thing you did with the numbers, that was this. And I said, "No, but don't let it drive you crazy, sir." I'm like, "Please, are you an engineer?" He goes, "Software engineer." I was like, "I know, okay, I got it. I knew it." I'm like, I tell the engineers, I say, you know, when you go to the beach, you sit there, you let the waves wash over you, let the sun hit you in the face. You don't say, "Well, the moon causes tidal friction, the Coriolis effect, that's why we have..." No, you just go, you enjoy the experience, try not to be too analytical about it. And then there are always people who are very skeptical of what it is that I do. You know, you can see them, they're sitting there with their arms folded, maybe the feet are folded too. They look very prim and proper and... frankly, a little bit upset about what's going on, but they're, and you know, I don't believe in anything you do. Well, here's the thing: I'm not claiming any psychic powers. You know, I take my five senses, I put it together with psychology and subtle scripting and outright lying to people, and I have a very deep and strong background in magic and deception. So I combine all those things, put them together in a pretty little package, and create the illusion that I can read people's minds or predict the future or do any other number of things. Could I try something with you, actually?
Sure.
Here, I'll tell you what. I'm a wall here. I have a little piece of paper. This is adorable. No, it's a blank card. You know what? This just kind of puts my mind at rest. Oh. I'm just going to trim up this card over here. I'm folding it into quarters. I have a little pair of scissors. We're just going to make a small mess in the studio. I hope you don't mind. I'm giving a little trim. This is for the Facebook audience because I figured we could do something a little bit visual.
Yeah.
But what I'd like you to do, I think that's enough. I would like you to name a number between here. Would you just hold the piece of paper that I cut up?
Okay.
Well, hold that in your hand. Just like that. You can actually put it flat on the table and put your hand down on top of it. If you could you just name any number between 1 and 100?
1 and 100.
1 and 100. Total random, and I'm for those of you just on the radio, I am not signaling Vicky Lynn with my fingers in any way.
Okay.
A viewing of the Facebook Live will confirm that.
Okay, so between 1 and 100.
Yeah, 1 and 100.
Okay, okay, I have a number.
No, say it out loud.
66.
Okay. So 66, I have in my phone here a notes app. I'm just going to tap it open. I have a list of 100 different celebrities.
Okay.
Okay. Would you do me a favor? Go ahead. Scroll down. Do you need me to scroll down?
Yeah.
We're a little bit far away. We're just out of arm's reach, like British Parliament. Okay. You know the two sides in Parliament?
Yes.
They're exactly two sword lengths away from each other.
Is that what it is? Oh, I didn't
know
that.
You can't strike.
They can't.
Which I would just leap across the table. But here we go, which I'm going to have to do for you.
Okay.
So who is at number 66? Can you read that? The number you said at random?
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran. You know who Ed Sheeran is?
I don't know.
Oh, he's a musician. Oh, I hope you'd know what he looks like then. Otherwise, you're taking this on faith.
Okay.
So, but if you said 65, you would have gotten someone totally different. Is that right?
Yes.
And if you said 64?
Definitely.
Or 67?
Yes.
Or 1 or 8 or 100? It's a list of 100 names.
Okay.
Ed Sheeran. Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. Remember that piece of paper I was cutting up just like that? Can you hand that over to me?
Yeah, there you go.
Check it out. I'm going to open this very slowly. I hope not. And you'll see if I just think I may have gotten lucky with all my cuts here. Because I have made. There we go. Since you don't know what he looks like, this may be a little bit.
And that's the
but that is
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran, here, you want to hold that up to the camera?
Oh, okay.
There we go. Something visual.
There we go. So here we go. Oh, this is really. Who is he?
He's a musician.
He's a musician.
He's a musician.
Can you all see this?
Unbelievable. And
that's
he does look quite like that.
Oh my gosh, can I keep this as a souvenir?
Absolutely, Vicky. I will take my wallet back, though.
Wallet?
That was just for visual contrast.
Oh, this is interesting. Wow. Oh my goodness.
He's a very, very popular singer. He's in the trailer for the movie Yesterday, which is going to be coming out.
Oh, wow.
I think we have a clip. Let's roll it.
Well,
sorry.
No, we don't have that. Oh, my.
So, yeah, that's a little bit funny. You know, you're taking random thoughts.
Yeah.
You named any number. That was in your hand from before we started.
Right.
You really could have named any number. We would have gotten a different result on that. It's wild stuff.
You took that card and just folded it and cut this out like this? That's amazing.
Vicky, I think you have a little engineer in you.
Yeah. A little bit. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wow. That's a... Interesting.
Here, I'll tell you. You have a here.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I have a book here.
Okay.
Would you just open that up?
Okay.
I'll tell you what. Open it up to any page that you'd like.
Okay, it's open.
It's open. You can change your mind if you'd like. I don't want you to think of any word that's too short. So pick a word that's maybe about a dozen letters long, ish. Okay. It could be any word on any page. You can change your mind a couple times, but you have.
Okay, I picked out a word.
10 seconds. Okay, well, I was about to give you 10 seconds. That was very fast.
Okay, nice.
Okay, you're not going to forget this word?
No, I won't.
It's a nice long one?
Yeah.
Challenging?
Yeah.
Okay, you can close the book. Close the book.
Okay.
You can close it.
Okay.
Okay, just don't forget it. That's the important part.
Okay.
You're going to look right here.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
I'm just going to say the alphabet, okay? Just visualize it as I say it. So we're going to go like this.
Okay.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFEDCBA.
Okay.
That was funny. Every time I do that in a show, you know, I predict the future. I do all this other. I read people's minds.
Yeah.
Every time I say the alphabet backwards in a show, there's always like five people who are like, this guy's amazing.
Yeah,
How does he do that? How does he say the alphabet backwards? I'm like, well, the real unfortunate story is that I was a very paranoid 8-year-old and I would watch Cops and see people fail a field sobriety test. So I was like, oh my God, in 9 years when I start driving, I'm in trouble. So I learned the alphabet backwards as a paranoid 8-year-old. I'll tell you what, thinking of a long word, just concentrate on just the last letter of your word.
The last letter?
Just the last letter of it right now. I have my prediction written down here. What is the last letter of your word?
A.
Look at that. With one slight adjustment.
Yeah.
The letter A.
Okay.
That's a foul tip at worst.
Okay.
That's a foul tip. Concentrate. See the whole word in front of you.
Okay.
I am seeing something that looks like this, and I'm hiding the pad so Vicky cannot see what it is that I am writing on here. I had to use both lines, which tells me that was, in fact, a long word that you were thinking about. I'll tell you what. I have my prediction written down here. There's no way I can change this.
Okay.
One word. How many pages are in that book? The answer is at the end.
Oh, 394.
There we go. We got a little epilogue, maybe. No, about 396.
396.
Almost 400.
398.
Almost 400.
398.
There's, you know, probably 250 words on each page. You could have changed your mind 100 times.
Yeah.
What is the word that you were thinking of?
Encyclopedia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like that?
Oh, my God.
There you go. So that's a.
Oh my word!
Try the veal. You've been great.
Oh my goodness!
I know it's a lot to take in, right?
It is a lot to take in. So does this work every time for you?
No. That's part of the fun of it. Part of the fun of it, and part of what gives me the flop sweats. Sometimes you go up there. That's the thing. I've practiced this to the point where most of the time that will work.
Yeah.
Most of the time, the things that I'm doing, you know. But sometimes, let's say I do this one part of my show. The bulk of my show is actually spent in a weird way. Let me explain that in 1 second. So probably the last half hour of my show, I spend with my head encased in duct tape. Like, I have Eisenhower silver dollars that are put over my eyeballs, four to six pieces that are put on my face, yeah. And then I take the roll of duct tape and I basically wrap my head in duct tape.
Oh, goodness.
And you know they say, like, when you shut off one of your senses, the other senses become more enlivened and invigorated and can tell. So I completely shut out my eyes, and if I've accidentally wrapped the duct tape around my ears, my hearing as well.
Yeah.
And then I spend that time doing, like, what is, for me, the most important thing that I've brought to my stand-up shows, which is just pure reading the audience's mind over and over and over again. Like, hitting them hard, just not doing even words out of a book, not doing, okay, let's do some number juggling that shows that I have some extraordinary mental dexterity. Instead, it's concentrate on your names, bombard me with your names, and then pulling out fun facts about themselves. I ask people to think of numbers, and I'd be like, okay, and I'll say this, like a nine-digit number. I'm like, but I'm having a hard time seeing. It seems like a very important number to you, and I'll say the number out loud. I'm like, was that your social security number? He's like, yeah. I was like, why would you say that? Why would you think of that in the age of identity thieves? You can't do that.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. But people thinking of really just interesting questions about their lives. I ask people, depending on the audience and depending on the show, I ask for different things. I always say, I don't want to – nothing macabre. Don't ask me when you're going to die. It's going to be either too soon or too late for you. So it's going to be sooner than you want or later than you want. So don't ask. Nothing about illness or sickness, but I'm like, ask – about things that bring you joy. This is a very light show, and it's always intended to be that. And I do tell people, like I said, because this, it looks like absolute pure mind reading. Like, there must be a psychic explanation to what it is that I'm doing. I say, look, you have to trust me. Yeah. I know how I do it. And there's nothing supernatural about this.
Wow.
But it's the closest thing to mind reading you're ever going to see.
Do you, man, I think we have a couple more commercials, we're coming down to the wire here pretty soon. Like I say to people, you're not a born salesperson. You're not a born marketer. There's skills that need to be learned. Mm-hmm. Where do you fit into that picture? Were you born with this skill or the skills that you've developed?
No. Arduous study a very young age. Lots of practice. Like I said, the deep background is in magic.
Yeah.
And the show I've been doing for a much longer time.
Yeah.
The treating it like a true business, like something that needs to be sustained and fed and watered. Yeah. And that is actually still something I've been working on developing. But I've only been truly full-time at this, doing nothing but, mentalism shows or trade shows or anything like that for the last several years. I've been doing it part-time since I was like 15 or 16.
Wow.
As a job.
Yeah.
I taught 7th grade English for 5 years in between, which is the worst job on the planet. And frankly, when I say it's the worst job on the planet, it's the hardest job on the planet. I truly think that. I truly believe that. And I tell every teacher, I give a hug to every teacher that I meet.
Yeah.
I say, I'm so sorry and thank you.
You've been there and done it. I'm going to break for a couple words from sponsors, and we're going to be concluding here soon, unfortunately.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I have had a wonderful guest who is Tom Kennedy, who is the other mentalist, and if you had a chance to watch here a few minutes ago and to listen, he went through a couple of his examples of the kind of things he does, which are very clever and very interesting. Tom, you have a website, you have an email address and a phone number, and you have a schedule of events coming up. Let's get into that.
I sure do. And the schedule can be found via my website. The website is www.theothermentalist.com. That's www.theothermentalist.com. If you'd like to email me, feel free. There's a contact form on the page, but that just sends the email to Tom, T-O-M, at theothermentalist.com, which is an acronym for Tom.
There you go. There you go.
See? The tricky stuff just never stops with me. Then I do have some shows, public shows, coming up in New Jersey. So if you are interested, I have shows this Friday in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, at the Maggiano's in Cherry Hill.
They're all at
Maggiano's, the next four shows. They take care of the ticketing and everything like that, and you get some really... Are they a sponsor? You get some delicious Italian food included with your ticket? Yeah.
So Maggiano's actually hired you to be there, then.
That's right. So they hold out one of their banquet rooms on Fridays and Saturdays for me, and they sell tickets, and we put on a really, really wonderful evening.
Oh, my goodness. So if people want to come to it, they can can they see your schedule on your website, but also call Maggiano's as well?
Yes.
To get a seat?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The seat itself has to be purchased through Eventbrite. On my website, when you click the date on the schedule, it'll bring you to the Eventbrite page where you can buy a ticket right through there. Yeah, so I'll be at the one in Cherry Hill this Friday, the 15th. On March 22nd, I'll be in Bridgewater.
Is that so?
That's
in our neck of the woods.
Right around the corner.
Yeah.
I see some tickets in your future.
Yeah.
King of Prussia, April 19th. And where's this one? Hackensack, April 26th.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So wonderful.
Wow. Then do you have any trade shows coming up in the near future?
I don't. I just came back from Las Vegas doing another trade show training out there with
the cup.
But right now it's looking at I've been focusing on geographic venues, so looking at like Javits Center and the Philadelphia Convention Center, seeing what's coming up in those coming months, and then seeing about contacting the companies that will be exhibiting there, finding the exhibitor lists.
You know, there's also a conference center that I've been to twice now that's in Oaks, Pennsylvania. It's outside of King of Prussia.
Oh, very nice.
That's another one you could contact to see who's using their facility. It's not as nice as it's not as fancy as some of the other places.
I won't tell them something.
It doesn't make any difference. You know? That's right.
What's
the event?
You've seen one concrete floor. You've seen them all.
That's about right. So, Tom, you've been a pleasure to have. Can you come back again sometime?
I'm free tomorrow. I'll be here. I'll be here. You have a cot? You have a pullout?
Yeah. Well,
a futon?
But I'll be here on a Tuesday.
I can stay till then.
So you can. In fact, I would like to encourage anybody who's exhibiting at the 100 Chamber Expo in November to contact you. And also, I've talked to Chris Phelan, who's the president of the chamber, so I'm trying to get you lined up with them as well.
Absolutely wonderful.
So that's in your backyard because you don't live too far from here,
which
would be really good. So, everybody, I want to thank you for attending this event and this show today. And I also want to put a plug in for the chamber's event. They have a women's leadership summit that's coming up on April 9th from 8 o'clock in the morning until 2 p.m. in the afternoon at the Hawk Point Golf Club in Washington, New Jersey. And they have a keynote speaker. They have a panelist in the morning, and they have afternoon breakout sessions. It's for women. I guess there have been a few men that have come to this, which would probably be helpful for some men to hear about the title, which is Your Own Your Strength, Cultivating Confidence and Communication. And and Tom actually uses a lot of communication.
So much communication. I feel a keynote coming in 3 to 5 years about strategic communication. Yeah, I think that's going to be the key.
There you go. That would be perfect. So I want to thank you all for listening today. Please share information about this program with your friends. I forget who I have coming in the next couple weeks, but I have some really good guests signed up. So thank you for listening and watching Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host. If you want to get in touch with me, which I'd love you to do, my phone number is 908-832-9544. Give us a call. If you have somebody you would like us to interview for the program, or if you have topics that you would like us to cover, we will do it. Thank you very much. Have a great afternoon. Bye-bye now.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI and federal prosecutors say they are charging at least 50 people in the largest college cheating scandal ever prosecuted in the United States.
We have charged three people who organized these scams, two SAT or ACT exam administrators, one exam proctor, one college administrator, nine coaches at elite schools, and 33 parents.
U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling says parents knew their kids were cheating on the SATs and ACT entrance scores, and sometimes false sports credentials are being created as well. Some of the schools involved include Yale, Georgetown, USC, and Wake Forest. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will vote on Thursday on the resolution blocking President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. Some Republicans are expected to join Democrats in rejecting the president's order. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare, and they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A key congressional Democrat is backing the House Speaker's calls to back off on impeachment. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff is siding with Nancy Pelosi, who said on Monday that Democrats should not pursue impeachment unless there's overwhelming and bipartisan support for doing so. She spoke to the Washington Post, riling some liberals in the House Democratic caucus when she did. But Schiff says on Tuesday, quote, "I think the Speaker is absolutely right." He said pursuing impeachment without bipartisan political support would be doomed to failure and would be more divisive in already divisive times.
During a House hearing today, Wells Fargo CEO Tim Sloan says customers can once again trust the banking giant.
The past few years have reinforced to us that our company does well by doing right. And doing right does not stop with simply repairing harm and rebuilding trust. We have more work to do.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Capitalism these days seems to be getting a bad rap from some folks, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a New York Democratic congresswoman who's openly pushing for socialism. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Nathan Latka. He's principal of Latka Capital and also author of a new book titled How to Be a Capitalist Without Any Capital. And he believes all these people wanting socialism, they have it all wrong.
It is very scary, people my age, that think that they know how to create jobs because they were a bartender at a bar. What's way more powerful is to put all your money you've earned your whole life on the line to launch the bar in the first place to create the job for this person. Now, obviously, I'm talking about Mrs. AOC herself. It's, you know, I'd love if she's created any kind of job in her life. It'd make her point of views way more interesting instead of just attacking business owners. I mean, you could look at a guy like Jeff Bezos. We should be kissing Jeff Bezos' feet, because imagine if the U.S. was not a capitalistic society. He may have said, you know what, I want to go build this business in a country that rewards my hard work and success. And the problem with a lot of people that you might find at a Bernie rally that I've spoken with is, you know, they go home, they work their 9-to-5, they go home, and they watch Netflix for 3 hours, right? It's like they just, you know, they should change that for a little bit of hustle and ambition. I mean, what we should be giving out instead of free tuition is ambition. And if we did more of that, you'd see more people working hard, hustling, and building financially independent lives for themselves.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.